Today's devotion is titled, Here is my servant, who I have chosen. On the evening of the 13th of July 2024, while Donald Trump was speaking at one of his rallies on the lead up to the November parliamentary elections, a lone gunman fired a number of shots at Donald Trump, hitting his right ear. One person was killed and another two attending the rally suffered serious injuries. When I have heard about this assassination attempt, I was shocked and wondered what was God saying to America and to the whole world. My mind went to the Old Testament. I read what God said to the Israelites soon after they left Egypt concerning hiring a Hebrew servant. We read in Exodus 21, 2-4, if you buy a Hebrew servant, he is to serve you for 6 years, but on the seventh year, he shall go free without paying anything. If he comes alone, he is to go free alone. But if he has a wife, when he comes, she is to go with him. If his master gives him a wife and she bears him sons and daughters, the woman and her children shall belong to her master, and only the man shall go free. But if the servant declares, I love my master and my wife and children, and do not want to go free, then his master must take him before the judges. He should take him to the door or the doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl. Then he will be his servant for life. We also read in a similar vein in Deuteronomy 15, 12-18. If any of your people, Hebrew men or women, sell themselves to you and serve you for 6 years, in the seventh year you must let them go free. And when you release them, do not send them away empty-handed. Supply them liberally from your flock, your threshing floor and your winepress. Give to them as the Lord your God has blessed you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and the Lord your God redeemed you. That is why I give you this command today. But if your servant says to you, I do not want to leave because he loves you and your family and is well off with you, then take an oar and push it through his earlobe into the door and he will become your servant for life. Do the same for your female servant. Do not consider it a hardship to set your servant free because their service to you those 6 years has been worth twice as much as that of a hired hand, and the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. We also read that at the ordination of Aaron and his sons as priests in the tabernacle in Leviticus 8:23-24, we read, Moses slaughtered the ram and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot. Moses also brought Aaron's sons forward and put some of the blood on the lobe of their right ear, on the thumb of their right hand and on the big toe of their right foot. Then he splashed blood against the sides of the altar. Later on, we read what God instructed Moses, what one had to do, if one had to do regarding cleansing from the defiling skin diseases. We read in Leviticus 14:10-18, on the eighth day they must bring two male lambs and one ewe lamb a year old, each without defect, along with 3/10 of an ephah of the finest flour, mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, and one log of oil. The priest who pronounces them clean shall present both the one to be cleansed and other and their offering before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then the priest is to take one of the male lambs and offer it as a guilt offering along with a log of oil. He shall wave them before the Lord as a wave offering. He is to slaughter the lamb in the sanctuary area where the sin offering and the burnt offering are slaughtered. Like the sin offering, the guilt offering belongs to the priest. It is most holy. The priest is to take some of the blood of the guilt offering and put it on the lobe of the right ear of the one to be cleansed, on the thumb of the right hand and on the big toe of their right foot. The priest shall then take some of the log of oil, pour it on the palm of his own hand, left hand, dip his right finger into the oil in his palm, and with his finger sprinkle some of it before the Lord seven times. The priest is to put some of the oil remaining in his palm on the lobe of the right ear, on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, on top of the blood of the guilt offering. The rest of the oil in his palm the priest shall put on the head of the one to be cleansed and make atonement for them before the Lord. I ask myself, is there some significant message for us today when we hear of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump? The bullet hit Donald Trump's right hand here, which bled. We go on to read that the blood fell on his right hand and on his right foot. Donald Trump wrote the next day, "Thank you to everyone for your thoughts and prayers yesterday, as it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness." Let us pause a moment and read the account of Paul's conversion. We read in Acts 9:1-19. Meanwhile, Saul, later whose name was changed to Paul, was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men travelling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judah on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument or chosen vessel to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Paul had been persecuting the church and murdering some. Ananias was understandably afraid, but God spoke to him with a very important message. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. Donald Trump has been known for distorting the truth and at times doing things wrong. In the Old Testament, in Judges chapter 14 to 16, Israel was under the thumb of the Philistines, as we read in Judges 13:1. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. God then raised up Samson to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. He made bad decisions and big mistakes. He married a foreign wife who was a Philistine. He slept with a Philistine prostitute named Delilah. But he was chosen by God to fulfill the task of defeating the Palestinians. We read in Judges 14:6 how Samson killed a lion. We read, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him, so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat. While Samson was with Delilah, he gave her the secret to his strength with his long hair. While asleep, Delilah had Samson's hair cut, losing his strength. He had his eyes gouged out, and Samson was then thrown into prison. Finally, we read in Judges 16:23-30, now, the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to celebrate, saying, our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. When the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, our God has delivered our enemies into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our slain. While they were in high spirit, they shouted, bring out Samson to entertain us. So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him against the pillar, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple so that I may lean against them. Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, Sovereign Lord, remember me, please, God. Strengthen me just once more and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. Then Samson reached towards the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other, Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple onto the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more who had died there. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. Donald Trump is a born-again Christian, and while in office as president, took some very important decisions regarding holding up a righteousness. I believe he is a man chosen by God. This bullet pierced his right ear, fouling an attempted assassination, reminds us that he is chosen with a specific mission as a servant of God. This incident directs us to believe Donald Trump will become president again to make more godly laws and decisions to help America uphold godly truth and righteousness. We also read of others in the Old New Testament, as well as Paul, who became chosen instruments. We read what was prophesied concerning Jesus, as also recorded in Matthew 12:18-21. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 42:1-4. Here is my servant, who I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope. We also read what his heavenly Father said about his own Son Jesus when he was transfigured before the disciples. We read in Luke 9, 34 and 35, when he, that is Jesus, was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." It is a great encouragement when we realize we as God's children are also called a chosen people. We read what Peter said in 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possessions, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Because Donald Trump is seeking to uphold truth and to acknowledge God in his service to the people of America, he will endure persecution. We read in John 15:19, "If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." The Apostle Paul encourages us as God's chosen people to live a righteous life and serve him faithfully. We read in Colossians 3:12-17, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were chosen, called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with great gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Let us go back again to where God gave instructions to Moses concerning the ordination of the priests. We read in Leviticus 8:23, "Moses slaughtered the ram and took some of the blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear. A lamb had to be slain in order to acquire the blood to put on the lobe of the high priest right here." We have just read in 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood." Jesus himself, our high priest, is the one who gave his own life and shed his blood for our redemption. When we have asked God to forgive us and invite him into our lives, we will have been sprinkled with his blood, ready to serve him in the gifts he has for each one of us. The songwriter has penned these words: "Pierce my ear, O Lord, my God, take me to your door this day." Let's listen to it.